Hello and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk with Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is Ken Goodman, and we are broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. Thanks for joining us today. It is great to be in the studio today with Candace Young with Trent's Floor Solutions. Now, who is Trent, Candace?
Trent is my husband, and he is the backbone of the business.
He is your hubby.
He is my hubby.
Y'all been together a little while?
We've been together 38 years.
Well, you almost hesitated, but you feel pretty secure. Is that your final answer, Candace?
Yes, sir.
Trent's Floor Solutions. Been in the same spot, you say, right there.
Been in the same spot.
Is that considered Albert Pike?
No, that is Hobson.
It's considered Hobson.
It's considered Hobson.
I'll be darned. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's on the corner of Albert Pike and Summer. Then
yeah.
Hobson.
Oh man, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I drive past it, and I bet most of Hot Springs drives past your store every day.
They do. A lot of them.
Great spot. Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's easy to spot because there you and Trent are right on the window.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not waving at me, but.
No, but we get a lot of honks.
Do you?
Yeah, when people drive by. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
You honk when you drive by. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk about floors. Now, Trent's not with us today. He's probably keeping the business rolling.
He is very busy. Yeah. He's got, with this last cold spell that we had.
Oh, yeah.
It was an extended cold spell.
Uh-huh.
And normally it's not that bad, but there are places that have just, their whole house has just been flooded because some of them are
broken pipes. Oh, my gosh.
So it didn't just stop one place. It just traveled because a lot of people were, it was Christmas time. So everybody was out and about. So
tough times.
Yeah.
But you're there. You guys are there to fix some floors. You're there to make it happen, make it pretty, make it new.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, the thing about floors is most homes have floors.
All homes have floors, as far as I know. they have a floor and a roof.
You got that right. So, and the reason that's important is because when it comes time to, if you're building or if you're remodeling or if you have a disaster,
mm-hmm.
my goodness, here are some folks who are Hot Springs folks.
Yes.
Ready to help us with some flooring.
Yes.
And how long have y'all been in business?
We've been in business since 2002, so 20 years, and then Trent's been an installer with his family and stuff for 20 more years. So he's been in the business himself for about 40 years.
Yeah,
I've only been at 20.
Now, before we started, you were talking about he and his extended family, et cetera, did a lot of floors in the village.
When
those homes were coming up.
Yes, his mom and dad, his uncles, his cousins, his brother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about flooring, are we talking about just everything under the, everything in the alphabet? What are we talking about with floors?
That's where our logo came in. It took me 10 years to figure it out because I kept saying, what could it be? What could it be?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's what's under your feet.
What's under your feet?
What's under your feet?
So that's probably where that the other slogan came from, what's in your wallet?
Could be.
That maybe they copied you.
No, I think they were first.
Oh, doggone it. Okay, so what's under your feet? So in a home, are we talking about carpet as well? Are we talking about?
Yeah, so you've got carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Luxury vinyls,
mm-hmm.
sheet vinyls, wood,
mm-hmm.
laminate, tile, natural stone.
Oh, my goodness. So it literally is anything that goes on a floor.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, but it's not just brand new homes, correct?
Oh, no. We do many remodels. And no job is too small.
Okay.
No
I like
job
it.
Is too small.
I like it.
I don't mind going and doing somebody's bathroom floor or something like that. That's because there's some places out there that won't. We do.
Gotcha.
That's our mainstay.
Oh, man, because when I think of my master bath, we don't have a huge master bathroom.
Right.
So it's just a little bitty, whatever by whatever. Mm-hmm. And so you're willing to come take a look at it.
Sure. We do walk-in showers as well.
Oh, now that's important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good. Very good. We were talking about you've been in the same location from the get-go. Is that
right?
From
the get-go, yeah.
And besides driving, and I'm telling you, Everyone probably drives by. What's the address?
916 Hobson Avenue.
916 Hobson. Mm-hmm. And we're joking before recording because, Candace, I always thought that was called, Albert Pike.
Yeah, no.
No. Well, that little stretch changes names so many times.
It does.
But it's right in the old downtown section.
The old downtown. It used to be the car mecca. Because our building was Meredith Motors.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. So old-timey, long-time Hot Springs folks will know that probably.
Yes.
Which is, you know, there's also across from you, almost catty corner. Wasn't that the old taxi area?
Yeah, there was an old taxi area. Yeah. Okay. It's just that whole strip right there on Hobson was a big mainstay.
Wow, okay.
And then it just kind of got to the outskirts, you know.
Yeah,
that's how it got neglected.
Things go that way.
Yeah.
But there you are. Great spot. Everyone's driving by. If I'm needing to give you a holler beforehand, do you have a phone number ready? For
I do. 501-321-1215.
501-321-1215. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what about Facebook or a website?
We have a website. It's just TrentFloorSolutions.com.
TrentFloorSolutions.com. Mm-hmm. Now, do you feel left out? I mean, it's...
No.
Trent and Candace's Floor Solution.
We went over... Oh, gosh. You know, he was installing, and he installed carpet and all that kind of... He installed everything, and he's always learning. Mm-hmm, but he got to the point where he just couldn't... I mean, your fingers get tough, and your back gets tough, and your knees get tough, and he was tired of... Because anybody can sell flooring. Look at Lowe's or any of those.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Anybody can sell flooring.
Yeah, yeah.
But not everybody knows how to do it right. So if you do it from the ground up, the underneath right, and then do it on top, then it stays.
Okay.
And it's there.
Yeah.
And so he got tired of working for other people that were just selling it. And he have to go in there and say, no, you can't do this, or you could do or whatever.
Yeah,
and he says,
sure.
I need a platform where I can open up and I can say, this is how it needs to be done to make it a long-lasting floor.
Right.
And then sometimes, you know, it's just I can't tell you how many customers we have that come in and they want a new floor, and we start asking them questions about how they clean their floor. Well, duh, they're not cleaning it correctly.
Uh-oh.
So they've got this film buildup. So we teach them how to clean their floors, and a lot of times they save their floors, and we don't have to tear out their floor. But they're repeat customers because they will come back for something else, a backsplash or a bathroom or whatever, because they remember that kindness.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is
kind of like the hometown touch, right?
Yes, exactly.
Like you guys are Hot Springs people.
Yes.
Your fellow Arkansans, your fellow Hot Springs friends. So, yeah, it's different. And so what you're saying is that instead of just slapping it down, there's a lot more to it.
There's a lot more to it. There's a lot more intricacy, and people just don't, and they can't. The internet and all that crazy stuff, and Pinterest and all that thing, you can watch and look and learn, and they do everything in 5 minutes.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a little bit more detailed than that, and so you got to learn patience.
Yeah.
But usually when you're getting to the flooring part, you got the home build or whatever, and it's been so long, and then you get to the flooring and you start getting impatient. Don't do it. Just keep your patience because it will all come out in the end, and then everything will wash. But so
there,
we do new homes, remodels, fixer-uppers, I mean, just anything. Or we sell direct. Whatever, you know, if you want to do it yourself, Trent will spend the 30 minutes, and he will help teach you how to do your own stuff.
Wow, so, that's fantastic.
I mean, that's just his niche.
You mentioned backsplashes?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just floors.
No.
You talked about walk-in showers. Now,
yes.
Now you're saying backsplashes. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you and Trent do a lot.
We do.
Yeah.
And it's just he and I. Uh-huh. I have a girl that answers the phone, and I have a warehouse guy, and they are both new.
Oh, okay.
So every job that comes in there, Trent and I touch.
Yeah.
Every single job that comes in that store for the last 20 years, he and I have our hand on it.
Yeah. Candace, you want to know something funny?
Yeah.
When I moved to Hot Springs, you and Trent were some of the first people I met.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know
that. Yeah. So I moved here in 2010.
Yes.
And I had the theater downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And so somehow I became involved with you and Trent and about six other folks, like a small business. You know, circle, and we would get together once a week.
Yes, we did.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I missed that.
Wow,
yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that was at Hester's.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Which is now, I don't even know what they call it now.
I don't know.
It's on the corner of Central and Grand.
Wait, you're talking about the grassy knoll?
No, the other corner.
Some kind of Indian something.
The other corner, yeah.
I'm not really sure, yeah.
But what a neat, so I've always known you guys mm-hmm. as like hometown folk.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, and really that is important. Every week when I'm in here, mm-hmm. it seems like it's always Hot Springs or at least Arkansas folks. And, and that's neat. I mean, you are our neighbors.
Yes.
At Trent's Flooring. Whoa, I messed up. Mm-hmm. Did you hear that? Mm-hmm. Trent's Floor Solutions.
Yes, sir.
Bloops, there we go.
There you go. Bada bing.
Tune in to check out the Garland County Library's new podcast every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
Did we mention a website or anything? Do you have a website?
Yeah, it's trentsfloorsolutions.com.
Trentsfloorsolutions.com, and it's all together? Like no
all
spaces
together,
or dots
together.
Or anything?
Now, it hasn't been updated.
We're not going to hold you again. Okay.
When you're mom and pop and you're small and you're touching all the jobs, the websites and all those crazy things are just kind of an after.
Yeah,
sure. But it does give you ideas.
Well, that's fine.
It does give you ideas.
But the thing is, we can grab a phone number. We can, whatever, get some ideas. Mm-hmm. By the way, what is the phone number?
501-321-1215. We have a full line showroom.
Okay, so we can actually walk in the store.
I have
and
displays, yes, sir.
Ooh, fun.
Lots.
Gotcha.
It's taken me 20 years to get all them displays.
Yeah? So right there in the store, right?
Yes, sir.
Let's see. Is parking, is it easy? Because I always see the storefront.
There's a parking lot right past us.
Okay, so just a little bit, right past the store.
Yeah, just right past the store.
Take a left.
Yeah. Now, we have a front door, but we kind of shut the front door when the COVID hit because everybody was walking up and down. It was just...
Sure, oh yeah.
And I didn't want them walking in.
Is it better, to schedule an appointment, or are you guys...
If you want a consult...
Yeah, sure.
Yes, schedule an appointment because, like I said, we are so busy, and I am huge in the community as well, doing with my Oakland Rotary and my Women's Chamber and all
sure,
that stuff. So
yeah.
I'm in and out quite a bit doing different things as well. So you can call, schedule. That way we can make sure that we're there.
Yeah.
Trent does all the measuring. Every job he measures himself and puts the project together. I'm more the guru of the colors and finding out what, where, and how. And I listen to you. You're the one that's going to tell me what you're interested in. I'm not going to push and tell you what you're interested in.
Gotcha. But you can certainly offer ideas.
Sure.
Do we put carpet in the kitchen?
No. No.
So carpet doesn't go in the kitchen?
No, nor in the bathrooms. Which back in the day, they all put it in the bathrooms.
They sure did. I remember.
No.
Okay, but do you have shag carpet still?
We still have shag carpet.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. You got it.
Yeah, you got shag carpets, you got plush carpets, they call them frisé now, and then you've got pattern carpets, and you've got cut and loop carpets, and you got designer carpets.
Oh, my goodness. It's a little bit more complex.
It's a lot more complex.
Than just saying carpet.
Yes.
Same thing probably with, wood, or because you have the fake wood. What is that called?
Okay, so here's your thing. So you've got a luxury vinyl, which is a vinyl strip, which is vinyl. Then you got the laminate, which is a pressed board with a melamine layer that has a water-resistant property in it well. Then you have engineered wood, which is real wood. It's just layered in the middle so that it doesn't expand and contract.
You
have the 3/4-inch solid woods, which we don't do a whole lot in Arkansas just because of the weather, because it does expand and contract.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, humidity and all that.
And you cut your color tones down because there's a lot more engineered than there is 3/4-inch.
Yes. That you raise a great point. I mean, we live in an area all of the funny memes say, "Oh, you don't like the weather? Mm-hmm. Wait a couple of minutes. Yes, here comes a new batch of weather." Mm-hmm. So that does figure in. Mm-hmm. Wow. See, there's a lot to consider when you're thinking about flooring. It's not just thinking, "Oh, I just need some new flooring."
Right.
There's lots to consider, and you guys can help.
Yes, we can.
Fantastic.
We can.
Yeah. So scheduling a consult.
You can walk in. I mean, don't get me wrong. You can walk in every day.
Okay.
Any day, all day, all the time. You can walk in. We're there from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Uh-huh.
We're not open on the weekends.
Yeah.
I don't mind staying in the evenings if you need me to stay and you don't get off work till 5, just call me and let me know.
Yeah.
Doesn't bother me one bit. And that way you get a little bit of one-on-one. But when you do, when you've got a big project and you set an appointment, then I can block it off for you.
Yeah, sure.
And Trent can, like I said, Trent can, he spends a lot of his time out of the store because he does measurements, you know, 3 days.
Now, does he use the metric system?
No.
No. Good old-fashioned American.
Good old-fashioned
feet
American.
And inches and whatnot. Okay.
Yeah.
Candace, has anyone ever had a project completed and said, wow, you guys really floored me?
You know, I don't know. I do get notes, and I do get letters, do get cards, and I've got them kind of stapled around the store.
Oh, that's fantastic, yeah.
And it says, thank you, and the floors look beautiful, and this, that, and the other. And if we ever have to go back, if there's ever a little issue or something, call us. We go back.
Wow.
We'll go back. Yeah. We'll fix it up. And that's the one thing about Trent. He stands behind his name.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was going to get to a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
He was going to name it all these different names.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know what? You are the one. You want it to be your name. So let's do Trent's.
Yeah.
And you want a solution for everybody. So it's Trent's Floor Solutions.
Trent's
so that
Floor
came.
Solutions. Mm-hmm. Perfect. That's fantastic. I hope you'll tell him I said howdy.
I will. And he said he's sorry they couldn't be here.
Well, doggone it.
Because he has a wonderful radio voice.
Well, you know what? And like I said, Trent, you and Trent were some of the first folks I met when I moved to Hot Springs. And just friendly as can be. And down to earth, normal.
We're probably really hokey, you know.
But here's the thing. Like, I think nowadays, more than ever, down to earth, normal people, my gosh, that is a gem of a you know, friend to have. So, if anyone out in our listening audience is thinking about flooring, it's not just disaster time. It's, hey, let me get a new look. Let me update. Let me do this or that.
And on top of that, since we are Hot Springs natives, if you are new into town and you don't know where to go and you don't know what to do, we can give you names of contractors and it's not just our contractor. I mean, there's a plethora of good people out there.
Yeah.
But just some of these fly-by-night people, please beware.
Oh.
Please beware.
Good point.
I get more and more things of people that they've given their money to.
Oh,
I had a conversation yesterday, and I'm like, oh, call someone that's been here that knows people.
Hugely important.
Yes.
Because you guys you're part of the community. You're part of, like you said, Rotary and the different groups.
Yeah.
It's not like you guys are out to fleece anyone.
No.
You're just our local friends doing your business, small business, making floors better than ever.
Yeah. We were the 2021 Small Business of the Year.
Come on.
And that doesn't mean that you make a bukus of money. Because everything, we have learned that we weren't put here on earth to make money and be rich.
Yeah.
We were put here on earth to be a melting pot because we have all kinds of different people that come into the store. And they may not want to talk about flooring. They may just want to talk about anything.
Well, there you go.
They may want to talk about just something that's going on in their life.
Okay.
And we'll sit and we'll listen.
Hey, do you have a coffee pot in your office?
We do.
Come on.
I do.
Stop by.
Always.
Hey, stop by Candace and Trent's store right there on, you call it Hobson.
It's Hobson. It is Hobson. Yeah, there's 4 parts to Hobson.
We all know where you are. And
yeah.
By the way, Trent and Candace, you have your photo. It's not just the logo, but it's your friendly faces right on the window. So stop in and see Trent and Candace and chat. Like, if you even think about a floor, go say hey to Trent and Candace.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well,
yeah.
Candace, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
What a treat to see you again and to, you know, just to hopefully to make more of Hot Springs aware of our friends right here in Hot Springs.
Exactly.
Taking care of our floor business.
You can be blessed right here.
There you go.
And we are. Truly.
Perfect, perfect,
perfect.
We
appreciate every one of you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Tell Trent I said howdy and give him a big old hug and a squeeze for me.
I will because yesterday was his birthday. He's a Valentine baby.
What?
Yeah.
A Valentine? Come on.
Yep.
Was he 39 plus shipping and handling?
Yeah, plus 20.
Well, happy birthday, Trent. All right. Well, Candace, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. I'm Ken Goodman. Thanks for listening.
For a special offer for our podcast listeners, you can visit hotsr.com/podcast23.